Yes, good evening, everybody. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And with my colleagues.
Safia Basson. Good afternoon, lady listeners.
Yes, as it has always been the case, particularly this time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. Let us use this opportunity to thank Dwight and Hermut with their home run program. Now is the time that we have to discuss about business and economic segment. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, or for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, business and economic segment is your favorite platform where we discuss issues of bread and butter. We discuss economic policies, domestic policies, and international policies. We discuss issues of governance. We discuss issues of, laws which are affecting economic, decision. We look at economic movers, economic operators. That is, of course, SME operators. We look at middle business operators, and indeed, bigger corporations, group of companies, and we cut across everything which affect issues of development and also issues of bread and butter. So like we are always saying, after we introduce the topic and the conversation for today, we always make sure that you open the line so that you can give your input, you can give your contribution, and you can also make sure that you pass your point across. You give your point so that that is the only way that we are going to advance the Namibian economy. That is the only way that we are going to do things differently, because you have to agree with me that for the past 35 years, things have been not as they were planned. There are those sectors which are advanced, and there are those sectors which are still lagging behind, particularly when you look at the active generation, the capable generation. We talk about young people who have energy and also ability to move things. However, not all of them or majority of them still do not have opportunities and still do not have, access to the means of production so that they can contribute positively to the Namibian economy. So what we are trying to do and what we are doing is to make sure that we bring about those conversation which can affect policy decisions, conversation which can allow us to rethink, and also conversation which can also attract various minds, those who can contribute to the conversation, those who can also think differently, and also those who can analyze the way we have been doing things to see this is what we have been doing and this is what we are going to do for us to have different ways. On top of that, it's also very important to make sure that you coming up with your point doesn't necessarily mean that we need to agree on everything which is being said on this platform, but you coming up with your alternative point, that is going to be imperative, because countries, nations, and the regions are not developed by yes men. They are not developed by people who agree on everything. They are developed by people who have different, thinking. And that is the only way that we are going to innovate. And while we are there, so it's very important to make sure that before we go to the main conversation, we look at Eagle FM product. We look at what we do. We look at what we do, and we look also at what we offer. But just before I give you a chance, Safia, let's go to a short commercial break, then we can go.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? with over 600,000 cumulative users around the world. Between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Yes, as I said, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and my colleague, Zafia Basson. And Zafia, let us look at Eagle FM products before we go to session for today.
Okay, follow Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Stay connected with us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. We keep you updated wherever you are. Now you can tune in to your favorite talk show live or on the go, or catch up later with our podcasts. It's definitely perfect for those busy days when you miss the conversation. Now we also have the Imba app. Now, when you are on your way to church and you forgot your song or hymn book or need the perfect song for Sunday worship, Imba app has you covered. It's your digital hymn book filled with your favorite church songs, and it's free to download. It comes in different languages. I'll just name a few, which is English, Oshuherero, Oshivambu, Silozi, and Afrikaans. And then when you're ready to catch up on news that really matters, explore The Villager, which is our online newspaper for fresh local stories. It's also available on the Play Store or App Store. These three powerful apps will keep you updated and connected, as well as it's all brought to you by Eagle FM.
Yeah, just to emphasize on the app. Sorry, it's very important to make sure that you download the app. There are those who continue to call us, which we respect very much. That are asking about the frequency. Where are we? Are we guys not connected? Are you guys not connected at our region? And all the questions that are coming up, particularly when it's coming to a frequency. But it's always very important to make sure that the world is moving toward digitalization, and we cope with what we have, because that is what you're going to have for a very long time. And when other people are going to move to that, you are already advanced. When other people are going to move to that stage, you are already advanced. That's why we are saying downloading an app is not only making you to connect it to Gale FM, but it's also making you to make sure that you cope with what's happening around the world. So make sure that, you know, when people are saying we are going fully digitalized, there you are already found one step ahead, because technological advancement is inevitable, and no one can stop it. And it's very difficult to change. We understand that, but dear listeners, it's always very important to make sure that if you have a smartphone, if you have WhatsApp, it's more easier when you can download the Eagle FM app, then you can... then you can use it so that you can listen to ongoing programs and also the past, shows. Because what is very interesting is that when we have an open archive through the podcast, you can go back to history of programs. There is something that you are researching about. There's something that you have missed. There's a show that you have missed even a year ago. You can still go to the podcast. Then you can be able now to look for that, show. Then you'll be able to listen to it again so that you can, be up to date, understand economic matters, and make long-term strategic economic decisions based on the data, information, and statistics that are given through those platforms. So we are going through a short commercial break. Then from there, we are going to introduce the topic for today. And interestingly, we also have a guest who is going also to unpack what we are going to discuss. So stay tuned, and we will be with you until the hour of 1900 hours.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulum Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroe Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha, Ningekwata Fano na Monica, Koshikondoshe Ipindi, Kon Norahita Tuimwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe, Nohaman.
We tuned into business and economic segment. So tonight we look at a double-edged issue affecting both rural and urban Namibia.
Yeah.
The rising electricity prices and the government's push for greater household electrification.
Yeah.
Now, just Tuesday, the Ministry of Industrialization, Mines and Energy hosted a critical meeting outlined their vision to electrify 70% of households across the country. But at the same time, the ECN, which is the Electricity Control Board, announced a 3.8% increase in bulk electricity tariffs.
Yeah.
So rising concern over the affordability and the sustainability of this electrification plan. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, I don't want to say it's a contradiction in terms of the direction of government, because the ministry and ECB, those are, you have the ministry, which is arm of a government, and then you have a state agency, which is a regulator. They are talking about the same thing, different points, different directions. One is saying, the SWAPO manifesto is saying by 2030, we must electrify more than 70% of the households in Namibia. That is a very good plan. It's a very good plan, well explained. And the question that you're asking yourself is that, are these guys sitting on the same table and speaking? And there's a difference between you electrifying, you know, households and people using those electricity. Because remember, the same day, it was actually the same day, ECB have been in negotiation with NAMPOWER. NAMPOWER were requiring 17.44 back tariff increase.
Mm.
Then they negotiated until to the point of 3.8, where on top of that, the government is going to assist with a few millions. Then the same day, the CEO of ECB stated that he's very concerned about the continuation of electricity increasing in Namibia. And he mentioned it very clear to say, as long as we are going to continue importing electricity, there's no way that we are going to move away from this thing of continuation of price increasing. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that, why are you distributing something that you cannot afford? Why can't you start? Why can't you use that money to start something that you can maintain? Because remember, buying electricity from outside, it's not an easy thing because you are not buying in Namibian rand. You are buying in US dollar. That is international trade. That is the funny part about it. And you have to go through a lot of things, and it's very expensive.
Mm.
And you do not have resources that can why can't you assist your citizen first before you give them, if even you yourself cannot afford? Because last year government put around 300 million just to subsidize electricity. And NAMPOWER cannot take it anymore. I was at one of the public discussion, and NAMPOWER indicated that electricity is very it's very expensive, especially transmission and transportation of that electricity. That's why the question that we are asking ourselves is to say, is it really fair to distribute something that even you yourself cannot afford? How is the future looking like? Do you have a backup plan? How is Namibia energy sector? Is Namibia energy sector able to maintain its current people? Or how long are we going to take for us to be sustainable in terms of energy? Yeah, and dear listener, from this, we are not the expert in this area, and we happen to get into the conversation with one of the person in that area. He's an energy analyst. And Zafia, who did you talk to?
I spoke to Mr. Onesimus Hangula.
Yes, let us listen to the conversation between Zafia and Onesimus Hangula, who is an energy analyst, and check what he has to say.
With electricity prices on the rise and ambitious electrification goals on the table, questions around sustainability and affordability are more pressing than ever. Does it make economic sense to expand electricity distribution when it's not affordable?
It's not actually a proper way to take services to people when they actually cannot afford those services. Yeah, but on the other hand, the government is trying to cater for its plans towards the Vision 2030. So development is taking place continuously. So to realize that dream, we need an electrified nation 100%. So it's important that the power is distributed to all the parts of Namibia. So however, if you have to take the power to the people when they can afford it, it's actually not economic viable. And it won't make sense, actually. So this, we are in a situation as a country that we can't control these prices because we don't produce our own electricity. We are actually acquiring it.
Sylvintuk Beer asked Namibia to be real. And we got 500,000 responses from Racina and the other 1,400 who are Crocs with socks. 10,000 peeps like T-Boss, whose nicknames are their real names. And 2,100 with the chops to master a braai like Arnu. It doesn't get more real than that. As Vintuk, the real beer for real people, we recognize the 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Okay, the conversation is continuing between Mr. Angula Onesimus and Zafia Basson, myself.
What is controlling the prices of energy in the country. So, however, we can't stop to take electricity to where it is needed, although we are importing it.
Okay. Can the ministry perhaps detect more resources to boost the domestic electricity production process first, or does it have a plan in mind?
Actually, the energy sector cannot be only. It's not a sector that can depend on the government actually for its developmental process. It needs a lot of tackling from different parts, stakeholders, private and the government itself. Now, if the government already, I'm not really sure if the government is able to meet through the ministry to actually meet the production goals, because currently we are standing at 700 and approximately 750 megawatt load demand of the whole country. So I'm not really quite sure if the government through that Minister of Energy is able to meet the energy demand by producing the electricity that is needed. So whether we pump more resources, I'm not quite sure, but it's going to have a problem or it's going to touch the national budget at some point. Because, number one, something that I have realized, the government is not prioritizing the energy sector. We dedicate the funds to other things like education and instead of actually tackling the whole energy problem that we have in the country. So unless if there will be a shift in the areas of priority to make energy a priority and actually upgrade or improve the power stations that we have presently, such as the Fun Egg or the Rakana Hydro, or even come up with new ones that are actually in the pipeline at the moment. Because what I see happening in the country, we are just talking. And nothing actually is done at hand to solve the actual problem.
Mm.
So whether dedicating resources or not, it's actually a priority that we need to address as a nation through now the ministry. If we can allocate funds, if we can allocate resources to that.
Mm. Did the SWAPO manifesto, which is currently dictating economic direction, miscalculate the national financial capacity?
I'm going to answer this question on a personal level.
Okay.
So I've been, as an energy analyst, I've been looking a lot following what is actually happening to our energy sector in the country. So, and I have observed that most of the people that are dealing with the energy sector, I feel like they are not the right people. To me, we don't have the right people in the position to actually handle. I mean, we have people who don't see importing power from South Africa as a problem. Now, and these are the people who actually go to the government through SWAPO as a ruling party to advise, to give wrong advices towards the energy, so which can also lead to the miscalculation. I can say yes, they might be miscalculated. I didn't read the SWAPO manifesto, but I have observed that most of our energy sector is being led by policymakers. Today we have people who are going to study for masters in law and are specializing in energy. You go on LinkedIn, all the lawyers are facing energy just to put up policies there. And these are the people who, I mean, I'm actually saying the technical part is now being neglected. Now we are following lawmakers, policymakers, through law and stuff. And these are the people who actually misguide the government, through now the SWAPO, to actually contribute this miscalculation of finances, of actually what is good to be done. And then the government gets to be advised wrongly. And in most cases, this is what contributes us to not going anywhere at all.
Okay. And finally, what is the best way to produce long-term sustainable energy for domestic and external consumption?
to be honest, again, on a personal level, I think I've also requested time to come in studio and present the how energy actually works on a, from a technical point of view. It's either we because now we are advised that we should go renewable.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, renewable energy cannot solve our problems. And that is something that we don't want to accept. Even the advanced countries like China, France, and so on, they are not solely relied on renewable energy. Because renewable energy, number one, there is low efficiency in renewable energy. There is a really low efficiency in renewable energy. We can't produce much. The energy density which is coming from renewable energy is very less. It can't solve our problem that we have. Right now, we have power systems which are not contributing anything at all. So the only way that we can produce long-term solutions to our energy problem is to build new power stations like which are powered through nuclear, which are powered through hydro, like a Pupa, which is the side of Wakana, somewhere there, Pupa hydro power station, or maybe we can bring back Kudu gas to life, so that the feasibility can be completed, and then we produce energy from there. Because actually, the feasibility study of Kudu gas was estimated to be 800 megawatts. Which at this moment can be expanded to 1 giga, something that we can also, if a country gets through financing of non-power, the government itself, and an external investor, and then we just need the power demand at once. Now, if we are going to, we cannot, even if you put this country, if you cover it up with solar, it's not going to solve anything. Solar's number one. People now are talking about, no, let's cover the desert with solar, but solars, ladies and gentlemen, solars, they have something that is called, there's grid inertia. So solars are static, they don't move. Now, they mess up with the static of the grid, and we cannot be 100% reliant on solar, it can't. Or else, the other solution that I'm suggesting is, if we create, or if we split the non-power grid into what we call micro grids. Small portions of the grid where, for example, Windhoek has its own grid, Utapi has its own grid, Oshakati has its own grid and so on. And then now, if we are unable to supply ourselves in Utapi, then we can acquire power from other, from the main grid. They are called micro grids, like micro for small, and then you have a grid that is just powering a small, area or environment or region. Now, because it cannot be correct that non-power is behind this. We are very excited about the battery energy storage system, the BESS. We are even getting funds from the European Union to build a battery infrastructure. Batteries are created for microgrids. Batteries are not created to power the grid. That's why if the grid is off, then we also have to shut down the battery itself, because it can't power the whole load of the country. So, suggestion number one, let's go nuclear, let's go to conventional energy sources. Renewable is not going to solve our problem. Suggestion number two, let's split the grid into what we call microgrid.
Thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day.
Yes, dear listeners, you got it yourself from the experts. You got it yourself from the expert. And you are listening to Onesmus Angula. He's an energy analyst. That was his opinion. And he has strong views, particularly based on the question that we asked. Zafia, what is your take?
Well, first of all, I just want to let our listeners know that they can call in.
Yeah.
They can call us at 083-288-8401. Do you support the government's plan to reach 70% household electrification?
Yeah.
So, well, my thinking is it's basically a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, as much as we need to balance
excess
and affordability.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the goal is reaching 70% is ambitious, but yeah. It's necessary. Because when we,
Yeah.
When we think of the part where, if we have to think about, it's about 50% of urban.
Yeah.
That has access to electricity.
Yeah.
And now you think you want to reach 70% Namibia, yeah. Not just urban.
Yeah.
The whole of Namibia, 70%.
Yeah.
It's ambitious because you think of this, like you mentioned before, this electricity that we are basically providing is not local.
Yeah.
It's being accessed from other countries like Zambia and South Africa.
Yeah.
So with providing that to our normal citizen, how will that, because remember, already we are struggling to pay electricity bills. Our normal household families.
We are even struggling to fund our own budget.
Exactly. And there are families that say, that there are a lot of families in Windhoek as well. Let's say the 50% that are not even making use of electricity at this stage.
Yeah.
They are making use of candles at night. They are making use of fire.
And mini solar. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yes, we also need to come up with a plan of how are we going to find the balance between affordability and access.
Yeah. And the, I like the way he put it on, Onesmus Angola. You know, first he was very diplomatic. I was thinking he was going to be diplomatic the whole conversation, but it's a very good thing that he stated the points out. But one thing which I want to state is that look, ne, you doing something because you want to be seen and doing something impactful is very there's a big distinction, because you reaching 70% without that resources being used, to me it's a waste of resources unless you have a plan. Because the thing that we have is that we have bigger, ambitious plans, which are very good to have, but do we have resources to fund those plans? That's question number one. Because if you are just, because there was a situation where houses were built under mass housing, then up to now some of those houses do not are not occupied. Have you heard of the situation of Ochomwese? Where no. houses were built, but people cannot afford to go into those houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, then people started complaining about it, because you must have a full plan in place with the resources. Because honestly, I like our government because they are very ambitious about, you know, giving to the citizen who have been not been given for a very long time. But the problem which I have is only that when you are not coming back to the reality on the ground, yeah, you end up contradicting yourself, and you also end up not doing what you're supposed to do. Because if you have smaller resources, be honest enough to say, I only have $50 million, this is what I can do with it. But if you are expanding it for the sake of expanding it, to say, I have money to electrify 70%, which is a very good thing, but what are you going to do about affordability? What are you going to do about affordability? And an energy expert put it to them to say, and I don't want to enter that debate because, you know, Zafia, in terms of conversation about topics, there are always those people who think somebody need to be advised. Do you understand? Because you find an electrical engineer, then you find a business graduate, and they are all in the field of electricity, and they are all right. You understand? An electrical engineer understands the technical part. And somebody who studied business understand the business, you know, the business part of things, the business part of the economy. And economists understand the business part of the economy, or the economic part of energy. But him saying some of these guys who are running or advising, they studied, you know, energy law. You want to say they are not engineer, which I understand. Maybe the point he's trying to say, and I don't want to speak for him. Maybe he want to say, let's have both ideas on the table.
I think what he's also maybe alluding to is like, let's bring it from both perspectives, from a technical perspective as well as from a business perspective.
Yeah.
Because you can write policies and procedures and business. But if it doesn't make technical sense as well, which is also a very important component to add to everything. Because he says, like, there were parts where he mentioned that, what are these, what does it constitute energy? And what do we currently have, the resources we currently have that we can make use of?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
He also mentioned something about, which is also very true. We are making other topics like education and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes, education is important, and we had that talk before. It is important, but what is more important?
Mm.
Is it my education more important? Yes, but me sitting in the dark, you understand? It's.
No, I hear you.
And I'm glad I'm not part of that team that has to make these important decisions.
You
but
you must be part of that before.
But it's very difficult for them to make these decisions, but it needs to be made. You understand?
Yeah.
Where do you cut the balance?
Yeah, and I think everybody must be on the table, because the guys who are on the grid, or the guys who are on the ground, the guys who are running the machines, the guy who are making sure that the power is on, those guys understand the technical part of it, and they can calculate to say, this is what we need. And what he stated, particularly when he spoke about renewable energy and also non-renewable energy, he was very clear to say renewable energy may be good, but they cannot sustain us.
Mm.
They cannot sustain us. We have started with, the solar power contributing they're contributing to energy supply in Namibia.
Mm.
You have areas of green hydrogen, but you cannot really see the main impact of on this on the main energy production in Namibia. And he spoke about nuclear. And maybe if we can go nuclear, because we already have the mineral, it just has to have the technical part. Because the thing about nuclear is that the problem that we have in Namibia, you have individuals who don't want to plant a tree that they are not going to sit in their shelter in the shelter of that tree. You understand what I'm saying? Because starting an industry like a nuclear plant, you already know that it's going to take you around, maybe if you are working very fast, 7 years or 10 for it to be fully functional, and also for it to supply domestically and also external. But to some people, that is long. Some people, they think, no, by that time I'll be out of government. But who are you doing it to? That's the question. But the thing about nuclear, I think, is something which is in the mind of either policymakers, because I'm seeing it coming out now. Because the technical experts are telling you to say renewable energy may be good, but they cannot sustain us for now.
Mm.
When you look at advanced countries which are going green, they are going green because they already overused the non-renewable part. Because, most of the things, bigger industries were built. Green energy came this year. I don't want to say 2015 when they signed the Paris Agreement, but it came around, after 1990, where a lot of people started making noise about it.
Mm.
But even currently, as you are speaking, yes, it's a very good thing for environment. We understand that. But Namibia is a small country, which is looking for advancement. I think let us exercise all the options. And the thing also about splitting the grid, I don't know how that is going to work. And maybe it's up to him to come and explain to us. Maybe we must invite him one day to come and then we can ask him deep questions about what he really mean about, splitting the grid into micro grid. Maybe that is another strategy, because for a layman, for me to explain is to say energy is just energy. If you have the same amount of energy, whether you divide it, it's still going to be the same energy. But I'm not an engineer. I'm not an electrical engineer. Maybe he has a point in terms of saying that. And I really wish he could come one day so that we can have a deep conversation about that. And the other thing is also about advising. You know, the problem I have in Namibia is that it's very difficult for us to say, no, this is the best person for the job that we have. It's very difficult. You put somebody in a place, somebody's complaining. You put him, the one who is complaining, he can't do anything and complaining. What can we do? Do we need more technocrats? Or do we need more technical people? Or do we need more people with good leadership? And it's something that we really need to find a balance in, particularly when it's come to state agency, when it's come to government. Somebody end up saying, no, you need somebody with deep understanding of that area. Another time there was somebody who was arguing to say, on fishery we need a scientist. The Minister of Agriculture, we need a scientist and agriculture or economist, or agriculture economist, but you got a lawyer. Is it about leadership or is it about you having experience in the field or both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because something that we really need to work on, because at the end of the day, institutions must move forward. So, dear listeners, you can engage us at 083-288-401 and we are going to have a commercial break. Then we can come. We have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our program.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Audio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwata fano na Monica kushikondo sheipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, bali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo imwe.
Yes, listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We have around 4 minutes before we come to the end of our program. Today we are talking about contradictory events which happened, particularly in terms of energy sector. We are looking at a very beautiful SWAPOM manifesto, which is a dictate, or it's being aligned with national priorities. We are looking at do we have resources to implement that plan as national direction, particularly in terms of energy, where there is a bit of contradiction between various agencies and ministries. One is saying by 2030 we want to electrify 70% of Namibian household. The other one is saying electricity price continue to increase as long as we are still continue importing. And the question that they've been asked is to say, when are we going to start with the main issue, the main project of sustainable energy production in Namibia? And we were listening to an energy analyst who indicated to say, in terms of energy, Namibia renewable energy is a very good thing. However, at this point, cannot fulfill its national, direction. And he advised to use nuclear. He advised the sprint of the grid. Whatever the in-depth technical part of that, is up to analysts also to come in and also give their views. And the only thing that why we are bringing up this conversation is to not to criticize anyone, but is to make sure that we test the perspectives. We use tools of analysis to say, why are you saying A when B is not corresponding with what you are saying? Why do you want to go somewhere where you do not have enough, fuel? Why can't you sort out the fuel part of it, or you can expand your engine so that you can move fast? Because having good ambition, not only to say, I electrify 70%, is this thing going to be sustainable? That is a question. Are this thing going to be sustainable? Are these citizens going to be using this, or just going to be spending resources there? And how are we going to find a balance? Or we do not have individuals who are talking, or we do not have collaboration between institutions of governance, because at the end of the day, people must speak with one voice, and indeed we must get a direction how the country is going to be built. We must get a direction about energy, and electricity is very it's pricey, and everyone is complaining about it. Everyone is complaining about, and it has been rising since we know. And there's nothing which is being done. And looking at other countries like South Africa, if you have ambition to industrialize and you don't have fuel, you don't have something to fuel you, you don't have energy, people are going 2 hours, 3 hours on load shedding. And that's something what we need to look at. So I think we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our show. Zafia?
Well, as I wrap up tonight's conversation, mm-hmm. let's remember that electrification is not just about infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's about empowerment.
Yeah.
For Namibia, it's truly progressing. Electricity must be both accessible and affordable for every household, mm-hmm. from our cities to our most remote villages.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to all of us, leaders, regulators, citizens, to ensure no one is left in the dark. And from me, Zafia, this was Business and Economic Segment right here on Eagle FM. Good night.
Yes, and it's always very important to make sure that we understand what is happening. It's always very important to make sure that we provide direction, and also we also advise one another, and also clarify where clarification needed. At this point in time, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. Thank you very much for continuing listening to Eagle FM program. And we are going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fry and also Naruvanda. And don't ever forget to download your Eagle FM app so that you'll be up to date with economic news. You will be up to date with what is happening inside, outside. Just a tip. And there's a plan about Cyril Ramaphosa going to visit Donald Trump just to sort out their issues. And I think it's a very interesting thing to follow. So, yeah, from me and Zafia Basson, good night.
no matter where you are. If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburilo, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing for Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store. Thank you.